If we hit the $15, do they give us more ad?
I don't know. I was wondering that too. I think so. Mm-hmm. But I'm not.
There's probably some analytics to it, like hit 15 within a certain amount of time or something.
How to get more sponsors on Anchor.
I mean, we are close to the 15 on absurdity, so almost at 12.
Yeah. See, I think we're at the point where the way we would have to get like ads for a company, say with a product, is we'd have to actually buy their product and then talk to them and be like, hey, they'd be like, hey, you can use this code, you can advertise, but you have to buy our product and use it.
You get a lot more free shit than you think. All you got to do is ask and you'll say, hey, we'll give you a review on your website. Hey, we will attach our name to a review and we will talk about your shit on the show. And if we have enough, that's the thing.
We kind of need the analytics.
Like, I have friends who do OnlyFans and they don't even have like that many subscribers, but they haven't paid for a sex toy in the past like 3 years. So like, there you go. Like, if you do reviews,
you'll never get a more honest response than a review for a sex toy.
Well, I'm saying, like, yeah, if you just look at the reviews, like, if all you have to do is like get in contact with the seller on Amazon, and that's an easy message, and you can be like, yo, I will give you a review on your product. Send me one of your products. And then they either do or they don't.
I think you'd be best for emailing to do that. Because I can't get in that like professional mindset to like send a professional text message.
I can send a professional email or text message.
It'll be three pages long, but he can do it.
I do go in depth with my things where they're just like, hey, you could have done that with like a simple question.
Exactly.
That could have definitely been 150 characters or less.
But when it comes to emailing, texting people, I try to stay professional for the most part, except for you guys. Do you know who that is?
Have you seen him?
Caleb Presley?
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Sounds like a familiar name.
Have you ever seen him in anything?
No? What is he?
He's got like interviews on, and he is fucking hilarious. Like,
asking people the hard hitting questions on the streets.
It's like a Barstool Sports,
mm-hmm. But
it's like a blog.
Yes,
no, I do know about blogs.
Make sure you clicked it.
Yeah,
no, it's been on for a minute.
Okay, just making sure.
We're at 18 minutes.
Yeah, I wasn't being an asshole just to be an asshole with that 3-page thing.
So anyways, I'm going to go into my 3 pages of my description.
No, I just like, I don't know. I guess I just don't have that level of like professionalism. I don't know. Like,
I mean, it's like a weird, it's a whole different language almost to have to do things professionally.
Cause I end up like trying to like basically like talking to them like I know them. I'm like, hey, what's up?
There's a certain level of, like, don't approach them like they're fucking
your brother.
No, I mean, you could be chill. Like, my emails, like, between people, like, through work and everything like that, they are pretty much how I would talk other than, like, I mean, you guys don't get the brunt of my text messages, I guess, because, like, we don't, like, text, but I'm pretty well-spoken at times through, especially when I get to...
That's what I'm saying, you, because yeah. You're more, well, I guess I could say you're more well-spoken than I am.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a fact. I don't know if I was gonna
take that as a compliment. My brain kind of turned off.
Good selection of words.
I mean, I do pride myself on my vocabulary. There are things that, you know, I do for the lulls, and then there are things that I did for the lulls that actually became part of my grander lexicon.
That's how they fucking get you, dude, but
at the same time, it's like I said, yeah. When I write professionally, or there are times where it will be, you know, me writing from my perspective is something, and I will give my total mindset. But there are other times where I'm like writing fiction and shit like that.
Yeah,
where it is like you take out a lot of the lowbrow, you take out a lot of the profanity, you add some commas.
Absolutely.
I don't put profanity in a business email ever.
You just gotta be cordial. That's it. I mean, that's the thing is like, I know you are a friendly, like, guy and you are an approachable guy, once, especially once you get talking, like they, you do have a little bit of rough gruff at first where you're just like, people don't quite get it, especially like if it's like a stranger. But like over internet, like just talk to them like they're your friend, but don't talk to them like they're your best. Like talk to them like, yeah, like you would talk to your teacher, but not necessarily like a college teacher, not like a high school teacher. Like, because a college teacher,
and not it's one of like, the hot high school teachers either.
Well, not even a high school teacher
at all.
Like
a mediocre one.
Like, not even. Because that, even then, it's like you're looking, they're like in a place of authority over you.
Yeah, treat them like the drug dealing police officer that walks around your school occasionally.
Set his car on fire.
Yeah. That was the thing that happened. I'd like to try your product, and if you don't let me, mm-hmm. I'll set your car on fire.
I mean, there you go. I think that's probably
by Pepsi.
I think that would be a good
this
way
is,
to go
this
about
is why
it.
I don't send business emails.
Sheesh! You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
God, I smell dog shit.
Oh, welcome to Absurdity Podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Absurdity69. Check us out on Facebook at Absurd Entertainment.
Absolutely.
Subscribe on YouTube to watch the podcast at Absurd Entertainment.
Check out this mug.
Go check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/absurditypod.
Give us your money.
Give us some money. Or, you know, there's a donation thing in the link in the subscription. Or link in the description. Link in the description. Yeah,
guys, don't forget.
Or it's actually down there. It's on YouTube. Yeah.
We're in an uninsulated shed, guys, so don't forget that.
Yeah. So we would like to get insulated.
Yeah. We're bringing this to you at the risk of our health.
Or at least buy another heater or something. Like, come on, give us money.
I do need a better heater over on this
exactly.
side.
Yeah, exactly.
You should. Oh, man. Like, I wish we had another buddy. That would be dope.
Another buddy?
That's what that is. It's called a tough buddy. There's one that's like,
I was like,
bigger
nobody else
that.
Can fit at this table, goddammit.
Just cut a hole and just pop their head.
Hey, guys, let's just put a hole in the wall right here where they just stand outside like,
have
no,
fun
no,
with
no.
that. That's the intern's job.
Guys, it's fucking cold out here.
Yeah, here, the candle.
Shut up, intern.
I think I'm suffering from hypothermia.
Shut up, intern.
Hold the candle with your teeth.
We need our beers.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. See, it's Bobby.
If we got an intern named Bobby, that'd be fantastic.
I mean, it doesn't matter what their name is. Their name's Bobby.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Their name's Bobby.
Their name's gotta be Bobby at this point.
So if anyone's looking for hire,
for free.
For Bobby. Free. Yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
It's actually more like torture.
Pay can be negotiated.
No, I don't even want to talk about it, honestly. I'm laying it down right now.
I need to get paid some more money before that happens.
You can put a number on a piece of paper, and I will gladly put a line through it and let you try again.
I'm all for helping out like people grow, but like we gotta grow first.
Let you write out the entire check, and I will come. Before I put my signature, write a giant void on it.
Actually, I'm going to get a custom-made rubber stamp just for void. This. Yeah, anytime he comes
like
in
to get
with
paid,
anything.
Not today.
We got to play by the big game rules if we want to get big to actually help people, which means we got to play dirty, and we got to get dirty, goddammit.
We got to get dirty, then we got to get clean.
And then we got to get clean, yeah.
We got to realize the error of our ways. And then we can spread it around.
Yeah. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Anyways, I'm Cameron. What's up, guys?
Hi.
And I just want to let you guys know I have two unwritten rules.
Oh. Lay it on me. Just
they're not written.
How long are we going for?
It's a show.
Yep, that's a show.
Just here for the laughs, baby.
If you look at our analytics, it goes all the way up until like the third minute of the show when he tells that joke, and then it just drops off heavily.
You know, it's funny. It's always I look at the type of retention. It's always right when you introduce yourself.
It drops
dramatically, right? It's like 100% Jake introduced himself, 0%.
He's lying to you guys. Don't believe him. I've seen the analytics. I studied the numbers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's up, guys? DK here. I have taken legitimate psychic damage from that joke.
Same.
Like, it hurts. Like, the realness hurts. And, like, I just...
It's not even a joke. It's true, though.
I mean, I know. Because you don't write down anything.
I don't write down anything.
Like, anything.
You so it's probably more than two.
You check my D&D notes.
Exactly. <There's something> like,
which D&D's nuts?
Dude, that's exactly how he plays it.
Yep. No,
he's better than that sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Oh, fuck, man. I'm really just... I'm flabbergasted.
He's flabbergasted right now.
Right now.
Yeah. I have that effect on people.
Not only in your delivery of said joke, but my fucking just gullibility just to be like, huh, what are they?
I was really was not expecting anyone to ask me.
No, like, I wasn't going to.
I could tell neither one of you were going to. I was like, if anyone's going to ask me, it's going to be DK. But I was like, there's no way he'll ask me.
Oh, and he did.
And so I was literally caught a little off guard by the fact that he did ask me. And I was like, fuck, what was I supposed to say after that?
You didn't even have the punchline.
No, I did. I just wasn't expecting to have to say it.
Oh, man.
Your crowd play is terrible.
That's like, really, I don't have anything anymore. It's been real.
This is DK and he's disappointed.
Mic drop.
What's up, y'all? This is Big Dirty.
Woo.
You know what it is.
We do know what it is.
We out here loading a bowl. You know, just you know, getting high, can't say having fun. Can't
cancel on YouTube.
We'll have to bleep that out.
Yeah. I need you to put in. Like,
you know what's funny? What I was gonna do the first time he ever came on this show was as soon as he dropped the F-bomb, I was gonna be like, dude, we don't cuss you. Just to see what his reaction was.
I was gonna worry.
I'm pretty sure all of us dropped it ever like before he did. So I was like, well, there goes that one.
Yeah, that joke doesn't work. No. It's like, that was one that you should have texted us in the other group chat.
Yeah.
Like the old group chat about.
The one that Luke isn't in.
Yeah. Which we won't use anymore.
No.
Because there's no point in now because everyone's part of every show now. We're all good.
Luke's part of Absurd Entertainment.
He is.
He's
part of the AE crowd.
Synergized.
He's the entertainment and Absurd Entertainment.
Oh, no, we can't use AE because that's copyright. That's trademarked.
Can do like a different version of it.
Yeah.
SoundCloud, hashtag Big Dirty. You know where to find me.
The Absurd Entertainment.
Plugging myself one T-A-E. Time.
One T-A-E. Time for the one time.
Oh shit, hey. I don't know. I was like, I thought we were just having a conversation for a second.
I'm disappointed.
Staring at
you. I'm just staring at you. Like, oh, this is nice.
I just like how we all just stared at you, like just waiting patiently.
So, yeah, just like, huh? I gave that head turn. I was just like, you gotta go.
Well, Luke was saying something, and I just went. I just slowly turned my head towards him. I was gonna let there be complete silence until he finally realized.
My
what
brain
happened.
Just went into dog mode, just like everyone's giving me attention. Hi guys, hi.
Oh, my friends are here! Yay!
Hi guys, it's Jake. It's good to see you again. The word austere means simple or plain. Also, having a serious or unfriendly quality.
That was
so. Add it to your vocabulary.
Just like your mom.
Your mama.
Just like your mom.
Damn it! You beat me to it. You beat me to the mama.
Damn it!
You son of a bitch.
Man, every time. Okay, so like I do. I'm gonna lead this off with. I do appreciate this, like you letting me use your vape.
Because he does have a mouth disease.
I have.
I mean, so do I. Now. Cool. There we go. I didn't, but I do now.
I talked to my doctor about it the other day, and I was like, where'd it come from? He's like, well, you sharing vapes?
You shared a vape.
You went through the couch.
But, so, there is this YouTube channel called, oh my God.
Charlie Brown Foot Porn.
Yes, that one. No, it's All Gas, No Breaks. And this close dude enough. Goes around and just like interviews some of the most strangest environments I've ever seen. Highly recommend All Gas, No Breaks. Very good. He got fucked over by Vice News. So he doesn't have any he has no connection to it anymore, which kind of sucks. But there is one episode where they go to a furry convention. Very interesting. But there's this scene where these dudes are like vaping. And every time I hit this, before I hit it, I think of this moment where these two dudes are gonna, like, the guy who is the interviewer, and this just random guy in the crowd, they're gonna go hit their vapes. And this dude just goes, 1, 2, 3, clouds. And then they just like take these big fucking goofy ass rips. And it's and that's what I think of every time I go to hit this, and I can't help it. It's just like this fucking lightsaber in my hand.
I didn't think I'd be able to say this, but my life now has less meaning to it.
Exactly.
No, that was a fucking hilarious one.
One more thing has been taken out of my soul today.
Woo-wee. Well, yeah.
So we want to go around and say how our weeks have been? Or?
Fuck no.
I mean, I guess. You know, it's been a while since we've given the people an update. Yeah, what's been up, big guy? How's it going? How's the life? How's the kids? How's the house?
How's the prostate?
Wife? How's the prostate?
How is the prostate? Yeah, you've been getting the finger?
Changing the oil lately? Yeah.
I'm not that old yet.
You've been playing with a dipstick?
You know, with modern man's mass increase in hormone-laden foods,
yeah, I don't know.
It's always a good idea to get checked just a little sooner.
You might have a tiny taint, and we wouldn't even know it.
I'll just say this. My poos are fine.
Okay. That's all right. As long as your poos are fine.
They don't hurt.
Yeah, they don't hurt.
I'm in and out in like 3 minutes.
They're nice and firm. They're nice.
Yeah, unless you know. Have you ever?
Oh man, what is the stool? There's this chart, and it's got like a scientific name.
Okay.
And it's the stool chart.
Let's play a game of How's Cameron's Poo.
Oh yeah, stool charms.
We have a sample right here.
I anticipated you asking me, and I actually have.
Here's my poop sample.
I'm wondering what this that smell was. This is approximately
3.76 hours old.
Okay, so it's called the Bristol Stool Chart.
Oh yeah, yeah,
I've heard of this one.
So I just want to, run a little quiz on you guys.
Was that the poop scientist?
All of us?
Oh, no.
Was Bristol the poop scientist?
What
was Bristol the poop scientist?
I'm assuming so.
Is that why it's called
or maybe Bristol? Maybe the scientist who made this actually had like beef with somebody named Bristol, or maybe he just hates the city of Bristol, so he calls it the Bristol. I don't know. There might be a whole other.
Or maybe
other
just
there.
The person who made the chart.
Yeah.
No, maybe there was no chart before, and he's like,
"Oh,
it
was
like
made over there." Mm. From what I heard about it, from I think it was Dr. Drew After Dark, Bristol.
Oh, okay.
Anywho, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through these stools and the types, and or like it's there's seven types of stools.
This is not a game I saw us playing.
And what I will do is keep it. I'm just going to read through all of them and then give you a little. I mean, you can look at it if you want. You can search it on your phones because you're all here. But I also expect you to put a picture of it, like probably right in the center. Yeah, right in the center.
Right over the top of all of us.
So, type one, separate hard lumps like nuts. Hard to pass.
These nuts.
Type two, sausage shaped but lumpy. That's kind of hard to say together. Sausage shaped.
Sausage shaped but lumpy.
Or you could just say sausage like.
Yeah, sausage like. Type three, like a sausage but with cracks on the surface. Type four, like a sausage or snake, smooth and soft.
It looks like a banana, honestly.
Type 5, soft blobs with clear-cut edges.
Those are tater tots.
Type 6, fluffy pieces with ragged edges.
That's popcorn. Some chili cheese for Longoni. Yeah.
Kind of looks like some popcorn chicken.
Yeah.
Type 7, watery, no solid pieces, entirely liquid.
Mustard.
That's diarrhea. That's diarrhea.
I've had all of these in the span of like a week before.
Yikes! That's not that.
Well, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, what is it? What was your most recent stool like?
That's between 4 and 5.
I'm a 4. Yeah.
Hmm.
I know because I have that RV toilet, and those are the worst ones to try to clean up. Because the second they smack down, they just get stuck.
What you should do? I highly recommend filling your toilet.
I don't first? Think about it.
No, it's a lifesaver.
It is.
A game changer.
Then you have to pump it a little bit full of water, let it soak, and then drain it again.
No, I have a special poop sponge. Not a poop sponge, but a poop. It's like a toilet scrubber. It's just a toilet scrubber.
And then I had one, but when I was using it, apparently it's old and it just broke in half immediately.
Just make sure you fill it. Like you think about it. Be like, all right.
Well, it's also a small toilet, so I fill it up a little bit. And next thing I know, I sit down, my fucking balls slap the water. I'm like, oh, that's not fun.
Well, that sounds like you got some low hanging balls.
You got them droopy balls.
I'm sorry, it's just got these thick necks. They have a lot of gravity to them.
But yeah, so big guy, what's your stool? So you said between 4 and 5?
Yeah.
I'm going to go, mine has been in between a 2 and a 3.
Straight 3, boy.
Ooh, straight 3. It's like a sausage. Cracky.
But it was like curly.
Curly had some curl to it.
Uh-huh. So between a 3 and a 4.
Like an Arby's curly fry.
Let's not give name. Well, I guess I already gave like all those.
I feel like that'd be like a type 4 with like severe. Because I mean, I've had times where it literally is like someone put the single strand, like, smaller than your pinky Play-Doh masher, and it's just like, just you're just like, what the fuck? But that's IBS, baby.
It's all about that processed food you eat.
It's great.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of shit.
Yeah,
it could be a lot of shit.
It's great. I love it. Mainly, mine's stress induced because I get ulcers. That they were saying that's why I had those things in my guts.
Yeah,
but yeah,
there's a lot of symptoms though too. Like so many symptoms.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, yeah, IBS is such like a spectrum. Yeah, it's like an umbrella, because like there's, it's, yeah, it's, it sucks. A lot of things are just like, hey,
that just means science is just like, yeah, we don't know what the fuck, it's something is fucked happening.
Up with your guts. Your poop suck. Yeah. You got something fucked up with your guts. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh man. Yeah,
I mean, you'd think with how much, like, how crappy I eat, because I don't eat good.
No.
Like, at all. I mean, sometimes I do, but.
16 monsters and a pound of.
Pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls.
That's my go-to. If I want something quick to eat, it's a pizza roll.
It's a pizza roll?
More than one pizza roll.
Like, my quick to eat is, like, the makings of a sandwich, but without bread.
I can completely relate to that.
Sandwich.
Huh?
Antipasta.
Antipasta. Yeah, just make my own charcuterie board. My own charcuterie board just out of the basket, out of the bags, just right there at the fridge. Just like a fucking gremlin.
Have you ever taken like the string cheese and like just wrapped it in like turkey or something?
Yeah, constantly. No. Here's the game changer for you. Go to Walmart. Go wherever you have your deli, wherever you get your deli meats from.
They sell that shit, boy.
No. Just like, they sell this too, but you're also going to want some of this for later. Just get you some pepperoni, like
four-inch
pepperoni, and then wrap that around your mozzarella stick. Yeah.
They sell that and like prosciutto wrapped ones.
Yeah, they've got some really good ones.
One time, I took a slice of turkey.
I put
like a thin layer of mayonnaise on it, and then wrap the cheese in it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so good.
Dude, I hate mayonnaise.
You son of a bitch. Yeah.
We're weird, man.
Mayonnaise is delicious.
Dude, every sandwich I made, like this, I had a sandwich for lunch today, and I put mayonnaise and spicy brown mustard on it. That is like go-to.
See, I'm not much of a mustard guy, but I can appreciate. Like, I'm trying to appreciate.
I only
more.
Like mustard on sandwiches. You put a mustard on a cheeseburger, and I don't
really.
Like, yeah, it's just it overpowers the burger flavor.
I can't have mustard by itself.
It has I don't to like be pickles in my burgers either.
Really?
Because the pickles just too strong.
You're so white.
I love pickles.
Is that a white thing?
Kind of, yeah.
It's too spicy for you.
It's not spicy. It's just
that mayonnaise too spicy for you.
Just redeem yourself. Have some of this 357.
No, it's not the. It's just.
I mean, I'll admit, I don't like that.
You end up tasting nothing but pickle, and not any the rest of the food you're eating.
You must have a weird tongue, dude. Yeah, it like enhances the meat for me, especially if it's a good burger. Oh, dude, like. Little bit of onion, because I don't like lettuce or tomato on my burger. Tomato, ooh, I hate tomato. I usually do like spinach, onion, and I'll even like grill my onions up a little bit.
So
pickles, mustard. I also love sauteed mushrooms on a burger. Oh my fucking god, let's fucking go, man! I want a mushroom Swiss burger right now so bad. Like flavors, baby.
I just do mayonnaise.
Bam.
Mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, and onion.
Bam. That sucks.
Listen.
That's delicious.
Our ancestors traveled the seas for these goddamn spices. You better appreciate these goddamn pickles.
I'll eat pickles by themselves.
But you won't eat them on a burger.
It's because it overpowers the burger flavor.
I've never, like, because they only put, like, 3-4 pickle, like, slices of pickles on it. It's, like, not huge pickles.
I feel like you would like it if they were, like, if someone took the time to dry the pickle out. Like, yeah, to get all of the
maybe, yeah.
And it was just, like, not soaking wet.
I don't
want to
be high maintenance like that, so.
Yeah.
Can you dry my pickles before you put them on the burger, please? Just dry my pickles.
Will you please?
That's literally the equivalent of a white girl at Starbucks.
That would sound weird. Will you please
dry my pickles before you place them on my sandwich? Also, do you have any Grey Poupon? Pardon me.
So, yeah, just go no pickles.
Ah, well. Yeah, so yeah, like I know how we started this was talking about your week. Yeah. This is what I'm just talking about.
Like, what's the point now?
Yeah, exactly. Like, but I was going to talk about my week, but then I was like, man, I haven't done shit other than record and play either. D&D. It's been too cold to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, my kids had basketball.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had watched the playoffs on Sunday.
I had that VA appointment. I watched Sunday Night Anime. New animes that come out on Sunday. Sorry. I didn't watch football.
I did.
So my new psychiatrist thinks I'm bipolar.
Ah.
Yeah. I had to take a 350 question test today for a psychiatric evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll find out in 3 weeks.
My but wife also, did say, why was Jake at the hospital? I was like, I don't know. I'll probably find out tonight.
I was like, yeah, Finn. Someone asked me, I was like, you'll find out later.
That's literally what my text. She was like, why was Jake at the hospital? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll find out later.
I was like, I'll find out tonight.
Yeah, I'm at the hospital like two weeks out of the month. Not the two
whole
full weeks.
The whole fucking week.
Yeah, I'm just dying every other week.
He just gets admitted.
I heard something. I was listening to the new JRE episode, and he had a psychiatrist on, James Peterson, and...
James Peterson?
Said Peter.
I was like, I know why he's laughing, and the stupidity of that joke made me giggle. I'm like, God damn, it's just Peter. But, he went on to, I got really stoned before I started listening to it just because I really wanted to.
I thought you meant before you went to the psychiatrist. That's probably not a good idea.
I specifically did not do anything 24 hours before that just to make sure that I could get an actual good evaluation done. But the second it was done, I got home. I got really stoned and turned on. I was like, what better episode to listen to than a psychiatrist episode to get really just blitzed off of?
So I'll tell you what, the new Dungeons and Daddies.
I mean, that's, you know what? It's a good idea.
Have you even finished the first season?
No, I keep on starting to cry and then I stop.
Maybe you should just listen through it. Maybe that's what your psychiatrist is going to tell you. Tell your psychiatrist, hey, I've been listening to this fictional D&D podcast, and every time it gets to this point where it makes me cry, I have to turn it off because I can't emotionally handle it.
Maybe they'll find the root of your problem.
Listen, I already had a conversation with somebody else saying about like there's certain days where I just end up crying my eyes out while I'm driving without knowing I'm even crying. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to handle my emotions, goddammit. But... He states, like, he was talking about human interaction and, like, how your body moves, like, based on certain drugs. And he was talking about how people think of themselves as, a full body. And he was, and, like, again, I was, like, blazed out of my mind. And he was like, you're not really a full body. You're a brain that's giving signals to your body, giving signals to me to move. You're just the brain. And then the body is a portion of the brain that moves. And I was like,
saying it for years.
And I was sitting there and, like, I was just like, for a split second, like, I just had a weird vision of just my brain sitting inside, staring through my eyes. And I was like, oh, okay, I don't like this anymore.
Nah, dude, that's literally been my mantra for life. We're all just a fucking...
We're just a brain
piloting a meat mecha, which is actually pretty fucking
metal.
Kind of
what we talked about last week.
Yeah, and if you get stoned enough, you can feel it.
Technically, that's not even true, though, because there's...
We're just electrical impulses.
A documented case of a girl who... lived a normal life, and then she had something like injured herself, like to need an MRI, and they actually found out she didn't have a brain.
What?
There was nothing inside of her skull.
Gotta fact check this.
Yeah, you gotta. Whoa. Because
Luke, you're 100% lying to me, and I don't appreciate it.
No, dude,
This is a fictional podcast, but come on. It's getting a little out of hand now.
I swear to God,
listen,
dude.
No brain.
You can't get sponsored like this if you keep on spreading misinformation.
Wait a minute.
Brainless girl with a bad leg.
Girl with no brain defies odds. This is,
Are we just calling her stupid? No. I don't think she really doesn't have a brain.
Constantly smiling girl born without a brain. What?
Explain.
When she was alive and breathing. And
she's like 6 years.
Functioning.
When was this? 2019, 6 years old?
Yeah, this was a while ago that they found shit out.
2019, it was 6 years old in 2019. She's 6 years old,
yeah. Baffling all the fucking doctors.
Okay. Here we go. Girl without brain is now 6 years old. Family seeks support, of course. I mean, that sounded fucking evil.
Wow.
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 That's not what I meant.
Of course.
Well, I mean, that's...
Insert heavy eye roll here.
It's in the I'm saying putting that in the title of the article. Like,
someone may have exaggerated the details. Like, yeah. That she might not be...
no brain.
April Barrett's daughter, Kalisha, was born with hydranencephaly, a rare condition that left her without a brain. Hydranencephaly I'm pretty sure that's water on the brain, like when your dude like swells to abnormal. And then, despite doctors' dismal expectations, Kalisha is now 6 years old and has managed to survive with only partially functioning brain stem. So she's running off of her... Yeah,
stem. Cortex?
With
almost no brain.
Yeah, I mean, just running off lower brain function, which is weird.
This says she was 10 in 2016.
Well, this might be a different... Is it Kylisha?
There might be multiple.
Yeah, there might be multiple of this similar thing happening.
No, this is Alex Simpson.
This is, according to Dr. Nicholas Bambakidis, director of the Cerebrovascular and Skull-Based Surgery at University Hospital Case Medical Center in Cleveland. The brainstem controls certain key functions necessary to sustain life. The brainstem is part of a nervous system that controls autonomic function like the trigger to breathe and maintain blood pressure and things like that. Bambakidis, man, that's a name, told Fox News. It's possible to have those autonomic functions while still active without having the cerebral cortex, the part of Kailisha's brain is missing, which controls the higher functioning things like personality, memory, and speech working. So it's pretty much just running off the basic, you know,
autopilot.
Breathe, eat,
sleep.
Yeah, like that's pretty much what it's running off of.
I just believe the essence of who you are is in your DNA. It's not.
You don't think it's in the brain?
DNA. DNA is what creates the brain develop the way that it develops.
And, I mean, true.
Plus going back to what you just said, I don't think you need brain function to defecate.
That's a huge philosophical.
Like, I think it's just a natural bodily reaction.
No, because it would just be a constant flow. Anytime you put something inside your system, it actually, you have to have an electric charge that
retracts
and
even if it just automatically runs out of your body, it's still defecating.
Yeah, I mean, it's still pooping.
Oh, that's
pooping. It's pooping.
So, you don't. I mean, that,
everybody.
I
poops.
Don't think you literally like.
Sometimes it hurts.
For it just to come out of your body, you don't need to think about it. It just happens.
Plus, I mean, yeah, who you are.
Like babies
I mean,
poop. Like,
they also breathe and eat.
Wait a minute. I thought.
That's not true.
I feel like who you are is just defined differently.
Differently?
By who you are.
Yeah. True. But I think it's a mixture of both. It's
if you're religious,
it's a nature / nurture thing. It's not one or the other.
If you're religious, you would absolutely say my body is who I am because it's, you know, part of your beliefs or whatever. That's why certain religions, like, you have to take certain steps for their body. Like, you have to prepare their body for death in a certain way or this or that. Because it's like, it's just... It's a debate, really.
Shoot me out of the world's strongest cannon and see if you can get me to Mars, baby.
Some people think it's what you believe is who you are. Some people think what you think in your head is who you are. Some people think what you do.
Yeah, you're talking about like an id.
Is who you are. Yeah. I mean, it's just like
multi-leveled thing.
I personally believe we're all like humanity and nature and everything with DNA is one thing.
Yeah.
It's just like a...
It's life in general.
Well, yeah, it's just like a stemming energy or a stemming, like conscience.
That's the crazy thing when we were talking about mycelia in like forested areas and like in plants where like it connects like this network where you have a plant that gets like a a signal over here, and then the plant, you know, mm-hmm. like half a mile down the way responds to it.
Yeah, they let everybody.
They're all communicating.
They
in their
let
own
everything
way.
Know what's going on.
No, that's
same
like,
way with the trees when they respond to grasshoppers eating their leaves. A tree down the way will be like, hey, I hear that. Let me change the taste of my of my leaves. That way, the grasshoppers aren't appetized by it and they'll leave.
Yeah, some plants can shoot sugars and shit like that. Yeah, it's,
yeah, they'll turn their leaves bitter to make sure that they're not appetizing to the grasshoppers.
And if
and
you
they'll
ever,
do that to a microphone, like they'll do it to a speaker. They won't even do it like just to the sound. It doesn't have to be an actual grasshopper.
And if you ever take those shrooms or whatever, you'll feel just as connected to everything.
That's why I've been dying to, goddammit. I want to so bad. I hear such good things.
It's pretty good if you're in the right spot.
Yeah.
Actually, I've never had a bad time on shrooms. I can honestly say that.
I've heard shrooms is less of the extremes.
Oh, you can get crazy. Oh, you can get crazy. It's all about the dose, baby.
I think we all came from mushrooms. But
that's no, for sure. I went
Stone
I went into
theory.
A world about that, yeah. We're
and
like,
even before that.
Well, even animals. Yeah. Yeah, all animals, I think, evolved from
I've never non-fictionally fungus. Done mushrooms.
Never non-fictionally? Only fictionally?
Yeah.
Expanding my mind through the works of fiction.
I have the thoughts of, like, we have all, like, you think of the elephant and you think of the dolphin. Like, these highly intelligent creatures, like the octopus. Like, all, like, apes were an intelligent species, and then they just at one point there's a theory saying that they just ate like a mushroom or some ergot or something like that, and they had trips that give them like a new perspective on how to like hold things, how to use these items, how to like carve them, make them something better. What if these species found something similar to that somewhere down the road, and they're the new like advanced species after a certain amount of evolution? It'd be kind of cool.
I thoroughly believe that every adult should be required to have at least one psilocybin mushroom trip in their life. If not two.
For therapy.
For therapy.
I mean, if you really want to stick with, like, people that love tradition, the original tradition, like, around this area, fucking get stoned and have a trip.
Honestly, as a human being.
Yeah, I think it is. Like, and I think that's why it's elite. I think that, you mean, and that's that brings on the whole other, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be shaking the table like that. I was just subconsciously doing it, causing an earthquake. But no, like that's one of, like, that's why I believe psychedelics in general are illegal, like at the scale that they are, because if you have a if you have an entire population that like kind of has a mind-altering experience to that level, and they can I'm not trying to make it sound like it awakens something within you, but it gives you new perspective, and without that, like, I would not be who I am. Like, it makes it to where you change your perspective to a more, yo, this is more than just a me thing, this is a everyone thing.
The even crazier part is like all those psychedelics, just like shrooms and DMT and peyote and all this other shit, everyone has the same experience.
Yeah,
the same experience.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about it,
like not personally, but like
if you write
physically,
it down, yeah,
physically, like, and mechanically, our bodies all have the same fucking experience.
It's crazy.
Like, you get visuals, you get light trails, you get like crazy kind of, like, it looks like a fucking, like one of those visual things where they fuck with your eyes, like the optical illusions.
That's where I'm like on the fence between spiritual experience and like that's how the brain responds to these chemicals being put into it and then showing you things. I'm like, we have
it's
to
both.
Write.
It's
well,
both.
It could be like just like what it's what my brain tries to process as. I'm like, oh, like I'm the kind of person, like, not having answers to things irritates the shit out of me.
It's nature telling you exactly what you need to hear, like some Matrix shit. Like, it's shrooms are
it
shrooms and
feel-
DMT and that type of molecule is like the oracle.
I pray for the day where they allow you to go to like a clinic and have like microdosing and everything.
Microdosing won't give you that.
No, but it'll give you like it's supposed to help your body.
It's a long term.
Yeah, it's supposed
thing.
To help you.
I have
like
several friends
shit.
Who do it. Shout outs, West Coast homies. You know who you is. I mean, that's not getting sense. No, I'm just kidding.
I know you're stealing $900 from Walmart right now.
But
get your shit together.
But no, they microdose, and friends of mine who are anxiety prone people started microdosing and said that they have had wonderful like benefits over their meds that they were taking previously, to the point where they don't even take meds anymore. They just microdose, and they don't even like trip on mushrooms anymore for fun. They just do it for like medicinal purposes. Yep. And and I think that that's great, and
that's why,
something that I want. I'm very, very interested in.
That's why I believe if you go into the idea of like try to play out in your head the scenario of what would happen if all these drugs were legalized, there would be a short time period, say a month to a couple of months, of people who have now, it's almost like a kid that's just got introduced to sugar. There'd be a time period of people kind of going party crazy, like not knowing truly how to use it, never having experience with it, never being taught about it. They're going to go crazy with it. They're going to have some fun. They're going to do a lot of stupid shit, and that's going to cause a lot of issues, you know, government policy, state policy. There's going to be a lot of fight between that. A lot of people are going to have to sign a lot of petitions. There's going to be a couple protests. But then once people use it enough, like you said about, they don't even use it for fun anymore. They use it for medicinal purposes. They figure out, all right, this is the configuration for me to kind of peak on my efficiency. Like, oh, when I take this, it makes it easier for me to do this. And they'll start using it to actually benefit themselves. And at that point, you have to take the bad with the good of the short party time and probably the people who continue to use it as a party drug. But then at the same time, those are the same people who would use alcohol and prescribed drugs as a party drug. Like, they would just find some gateway to get to something. But you'd have to, excuse me, you'd have to allow yourself to get past that period of not understanding what the drugs do, how they affect your body specifically, because it affects everybody differently, because everyone has a different personality trait and everything. And you'd have to allow the time to pass for people to grow accustomed to it and actually allow them to adapt it into their lives where it's beneficial more than recreational.
I really don't think it would be that big of an uptick, honestly. I think the people who are going to use it are already using it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that
the bad shit.
I think, yeah, like I said, especially bad drugs. Like, I honestly don't think that you could go to anyone and when they say all drugs are legal and you're going to be like, hey, you want to go do some black tar heroin? And they're going to be like, why the fuck would I go do some black tar heroin? Like, yeah. I really don't think there's going to be a big uptick. I really think that the people who are partying with the drugs that they party with, that, yeah, you're going to see a little bit, but you're also going to see that fizzle out when people realize, yo, this isn't for me. This was kind of like, if you make everything safe, legal, and make access to getting the help you need when you're on these things, then fuck it. Why aren't we doing it?
Can just put marijuana in perspective.
Yeah.
I didn't do it when it was illegal. I still don't do it. And it's legal.
Yeah.
I smoked a lot of weed when it was illegal. And I smoke actually less weed now than it is legal.
So, yeah, I agree with that. I don't think there'd be a massive uptick, if much at all.
Mm.
Because if they made mushrooms legal, I probably still wouldn't do mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Because it's just not me.
Yeah, but also like these kind of things would be able to like you wouldn't have all these drugs that have increased levels of fentanyl in it. You wouldn't have as many overdoses because these kind of things would be, you would understand it more. It'd be created in a way that doesn't have all these additives in it that are killing people. It would be a more pure substance that's manufactured in a more,
I don't want regulated drugs. I really don't want regulated drugs. Now, if you make drugs legal, that's cool. If you make accessing like the stuff,
well, I'm saying no one has to make it in a bathtub anymore. Like you can, no, you I mean, go to a company that actually makes it.
That's the thing. That's where it gets weird for me. It gets really weird for me once you start crossing, making it to where it's like a business. Because I still don't want it to be a business. I don't want people to be making fucking crystal methamphetamine to give to people because it's still going to have the same effects on the people who are taking crystal meth, if not worse, because it's a pure form. But to like make accessing your drugs that you're getting fine, make safety with that. Because, like, test your shit. Like, test your shit. If you're doing drugs, test your shit. And if you're not testing your shit, then you need to test your shit. I don't care. Like, test your fucking shit. Like,
you're kind of dumb if you don't. Like, yes. Honestly, you're like, kind of as someone who has used
heavy, heavy drugs, test your fucking drugs.
Yeah. Like, especially just, if it's like that powdered or anything. If it's like anything that
just test your shit.
Can't fuck around with that.
Can't fuck around with that. And that's the thing, is everything is getting cut with fentanyl right now, and it sucks. Mm-hmm. But fentanyl is a thing that comes from big pharmaceutical. It's like a byproduct. I'm hitting shit. It's like. And it makes everything cheap, and it gets you high, and then it kills you.
But, it doesn't take much to kill you.
But no, test your shit. But no, don't make it to where people can have access to. Because, I mean, that's what we did with the opioid pandemic in the 90s. Like, we made it to where everyone could get opiates. We made the next wave of heroin addicts.
It wasn't just that we made opiates available. It was like literally it was being advertised. And it was literally doctors were being told, hey, prescribe these.
No, because you're going to get bonuses if you prescribe this. And that's the thing is, they're still a lot.
They still are doing that.
But that's the thing is, once you start like making drugs a corporation or a business, then it's going to get in the medical field and it's going to get pushed in that. So don't make it to where it's being pushed more. Make it to where it's still like, hey, if you still want to get your heroin, you got to go do some shady shit to get your heroin.
That's also the other thing. We're one of the two countries that allow pharmaceutical companies to sponsor medications. Yeah. Which I don't think should be allowed.
That's a whole other thing.
Because when have you ever seen a pharmaceutical commercial that was accurate? Like, it was actually portraying whatever the fuck's actually happening to the medication.
Dude just fucking walking through the woods and smile on his face talking.
I mean,
about
that's it. Just advertisements. No, but general.
It has nothing to do, like, the other advertisements have things to do with the product.
Yeah, it's like when Red Bull got sued for Red Bull not giving you wings. I actually got a 6-pack of Red Bull out of that. So, but no,
settlement.
Yeah, no one's like, no
I
one's
did
like,
it. What the fuck?
No one's like, this is a hemorrhoid commercial and there's no hemorrhoids in the video.
Yeah. I mean, you can take that as far as like mobile game advertisements. Like, they don't advertise the gameplay. Like,
I think that's about it. That's
actually,
there
was a lawsuit on that. Actually,
I think there should
it
be
still
a lot
does
more.
It.
I still think a lot of games do that shit.
A lot of them.
It's IP.
But there was an actual big lawsuit about that.
But that's a whole other thing. But with, make it to where drugs are legal, having them, like having drugs and selling drugs isn't going to ruin your life, but don't make it to where,
but it could,
I mean,
so
but that's the other thing is like cause that kind of sounds cold. Cause I've had so many homies die in the past 2 years from fucking fentanyl overdoses from heroin. And it sucks because but that's the other thing is it's kind of like a chicken egg situation. I can't justify one or the other, but my thing has always been.
It's a loud one too.
I said, fuck you, bruh.
You did.
Not a coffee.
That's the worst.
I'm out of balls.
That's actually all the coffee I own too. That's the worst.
My thoughts on drugs is I feel like I've explained it before in the show. And I'm not, it's just make it legal, but make access to the safety nets involved with that more available.
I mean,
like, and also like make access to just mental health more available. That's like
of it. What I don't understand, what's the harm of making it legal?
Less people in the prisons.
Incarceration.
Incarceration rate goes down.
And then also,
police people for marijuana.
You don't have the overcrowding that we've had.
No, but that's the thing is that's money right there. Because like all of these prisons are for profit prisons.
Plus,
like,
I don't know if you know,
private owned.
Yeah, like Oklahoma had them for a long time.
The
like,
black market drug trade is like how the government gets their black ops money for shit that's not supposed to be happening.
You think we're just willy nilly let people come in with drugs? I mean, we get a portion of that when they come in.
That's just part of the game.
We
isn't
me and the government.
They make it illegal to make the price
show me your money
high. That's literally the only reason why the drugs are illegal that are illegal is because the prices and the demand and the control of the sources.
Yeah.
And the only reason why weed and fucking shrooms and shit are way the fuck up there alongside like meth and heroin is because of their social impacts, mm-hmm. like we were discussing. And shrooms in particular is a very, very slippery slope that we're finding out, because there are documented studies of people who've taken shrooms who quit cigarettes or who quit their hardcore drug addiction, mm-hmm. or who just plain out flat, like, go cold turkey on anything like they're addicted to.
Yeah, imagine that. You know, a natural substance that has no additives or anything to it actually, it like helps your body.
It wants
like,
you to help yourself. It wants you to discover things that are meant to be discovered. And in our society, we're a repressed society, man. I don't, you know, it is what it is. Like, we can't change it overnight.
Lack of access to shrooms is what's kept us from being a gentleman.
But I just meant, like, we're repressed sexually, we're repressed politically, we're repressed other ways, like, but I mean, we're free to speak, obviously, because mm-hmm. this is America, but I just meant our, like, modern, techie, evolved society, like, where it's at now. It's like,
yeah, it's like you could sit down and turn on, like, a YouTube video and, like, just, like, go into, like, what the tech companies are doing right now, and then go into what the big pharma is doing right now, and then go into what the government's doing right now, then go into what the school system's doing right now, and then go into what we're doing for environmental help right now, it's and just systemic, go down the list, man. And you're like, this is too much to actually keep inside of my brain.
Yeah, that's why they keep us all distracted with bullshit and race baiting and keeping the insurrection on TV and keeping Trump and Biden on TV and all this shit.
Keep us fighting, yeah, man.
Keeping you distracted. Keep you separated. Keep you fucking feeling like everyone's going through the shit alone.
Yeah, they're
It sucks. It fucking sucks. But it's also great because we live in America, and America's fucking wonderful.
And the states have almost as much power as the government. Yeah. Almost. That's why.
As it gets here, it is still better than being oppressed.
That's why weed is getting legalized statewide. That's why shrooms are the next mm-hmm. up in a lot of states to be medical.
I think Oklahoma, give it another. Within the next 5 years, I think Oklahoma could have.
Dude, they're gonna have to
a medical shrooms. Like,
gotta get that school listing up
to the sense of like.
And they're gonna have to do rec for marijuana too to keep up with money.
Well, yeah, dude, we have so many
states going broke.
Man, I love our government at times. I love our state government at times.
The fucked up part about all of that is they're still outsourcing shit to Florida. Mm-hmm. Like, stop outsourcing shit to Florida. All the money's going to Florida. All of it, but a lot of it.
We got to get our education up. Like, we got to figure something out for that.
That's Oklahoma. Like,
weed money's going to help the children.
No, it's not. I think there's some like sort of maybe stipulation to where maybe the marijuana day. Money can't has to be go in the to
bill.
Schools.
Has to be in the bill.
Yeah, like we have to write a new.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
a new. Way we need to reform. We like I love weed. I love Oklahoma. I love that we have medical weed in Oklahoma. And I love how it's so fucking easy to get a medical card in Oklahoma. But we need reform on our medical.
We need weed leaders in politics.
Like it's turned into, like, we have the most dispensaries per capita than anywhere in the fucking United States. You have people who are still selling illegal weed into dispensaries. You have different grows who are, like, faking the shit that they're putting in to get their tests. You have stuff that is, like, it's still the Wild West here. So we need reform on our medical marijuana / marijuana policy in general in the state, mm-hmm. and to really address where that money goes, because it's making a fuck ton of money.
Yeah,
but where's that fucking money going? I don't know, and I could probably figure it out with a couple clicks, but I'm ready to take a break and go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll be back after this.
So guys, I got something to tell you.
What is it, Big Dirty?
I'm very disappointed.
Oh, no.
In me?
No.
Do we need tissues?
You may.
Okay. Are they happy tissues or sad tissues?
No, they're very, very depressing tissues brought to you by the developing team of Dead by Daylight.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Because they posted their vlog
their vlog
or whatever the hell it is. Their Q&A with the fans.
The Q&A with the fans.
And the fans ask some great questions about MMR matchmaking ratings, mm-hmm. which they asked, will it ever be visible? Can we ever know our MMR? Mm-hmm. And they just were like, no.
Well, no, I mean, that's always been, I think that's kind of like, I think it's, I mean, it's weird because I don't think we will ever, because even like Apex, like all like these competitive games nowadays have like a hidden MMR. Mm. Like, yeah, you have your level and yeah, you have, but there's so many
Siege
metrics that go.
Siege shows it.
Siege shows your hidden
Siege
rating?
Siege shows MMR rating.
Yeah, there are games that do, games that don't. But yeah. Their excuse.
All games I play do not.
Their excuse was piss poor because they're like, yeah, we're just not interested in doing it because there have been a lot of people that are just like saying, no, I don't want to see it because it like ruins the vibe and like gives me anxiety and all that. Like their excuse was just.
I can kind of see that because mm-hmm. it's like, well, now I have to, like, I see it. Now I got to. Trying to beat that, and then it causes stress, like anxiety and stress
yeah.
while playing.
I mean, I understand
to do better,
that.
And then that causes you to play.
But there
worse.
Could Sounds easily like a bitch. There could easily be a setting where you go in and turn, like yeah. you can just like turn on MMR yeah. and mm-hmm. like it just the auto is just hidden. But there should be like a setting where you could go in and like check.
Yeah, you should be allowed to see your own. But I understand like. In Siege, it was a huge issue where you'd be able to see other people's, like you'd see their rank, you'd see the MMR and their level and everything. And people were just like, oh, well, like I'm a low level. Why do I have this high level against me? And then other games are like, oh, I'm like this level. Why do I have, you know, someone who's a prestige yeah. level? Why am I playing against these
maybe,
guys?
Maybe it's like this. Maybe they start reporting people. Maybe all of them know. The MMR is fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
And
they're hiding it.
Probably.
And it's just, cause dude, like on Apex, like there is skill-based matchmaking is in. So the same thing, but yeah. you don't get it. But like I'll have games where it's like, I get to frag out because everyone who I'm playing with is like
dog
shit.
Yeah. It's not fun that way.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
and then you have games where I get fucking mobbed on by some solo. My whole team gets wiped by this guy. And then you see at the end that he's like, has like, you know, 100,000 kills, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. Just all he does is play Apex. And I'm just like, ugh.
But it was like full of questions like that and answers like that.
Like just sidestepping the answers.
For the most part, except for one good thing about it was like the icon thing. Like there's like, people who are wanting icons to know what the other survivors are doing at any given point. Like, are they being chased? Are they like doing a gen? Are they like cleansing a totem? Like, what are they doing? And they actually brought up fan art of like somebody who submitted like
just
their
like basic,
icons of like what should be on there. And they're like, we take feedback and we love this idea and we were working on something like, but before we go forward with anything, we want all your guys' feedback on.
It's going the other way, right? Yeah, it's going the other way. Weird.
That must be a tiny one.
That's what she said.
Welcome to my life.
But no, that was, I mean... That was the one good thing about it was they were like, they took the fan art and then they want your opinion on it so they can implement something similar or like way different depending on what the reaction to it was.
No, I think, I mean, I have very, very minimal Dead by Daylight experience, but I feel like in a game that is, you know, team based like that, it would be nice to know. It would be a good help because.
Oh, yeah. It's like vital. It's only vital because most of the time I play solo.
Yeah.
I'm not with a team. Same. So I'm not playing on Discord with someone talking to someone like, so you have absolutely no connection or like communication.
Does that
your teammates.
But does that, there is no in-game chat?
No, except for at the end. Like
weird.
At the end.
You would think that like is a team-based game. I mean, but I also guess to get you in like the spooky scenario to make it a more terrifying game. I understand it, I think
it's
very
so they don't have to moderate or be liable for voices or
true.
Any text that they
I don't know. I really don't know much about the Dead by Daylight community. It could probably be dog shit toxic.
I mean, yeah, for the most for the most part, the end of the matches, people yeah. just talk so much shit, and you can tell they're probably 12 years old, yeah. but it still kind of like aggravates you slightly. You're just like, what the fuck?
I could be your dad, bro.
Yeah, I mean, so I like there was good and bad, but mostly bad. Yeah. Mostly just like spit in the face of.
Yeah, just all dog of shit. All
our concerns, yeah. his outcries, and
that's lame. I mean, I really hope, like, yeah, that's kind of sad when you're a developer of a game. And I know, like I said, I have friends who put tons of money into Dead by Daylight. I still love the
game. It's just frustrating.
I've never actually played it.
It's pretty all right.
I played it a couple times, but it's one of the things I can't solo. Like, because, like you said, it's like
hard,
every time I soloed as somebody who was brand new, it would turn out that
at first
the bad, like the enemy. Like God tier, and he just murders everybody.
At first. Surely,
I'm like, what is this?
It's arguably way more easier to play killer in the beginning than survivor because there's so much shit to know to do and the nuances of how to evade the killer and all that shit.
I heard good things about the Friday the 13th game though.
Haven't seen anything on that. I mean, I know it.
It's old now.
It's in lawsuits and shit.
Is it?
Yeah, Friday dude. The 13th? It's like deadlocked in lawsuits.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I saw such good things about it.
It's like at stand.
Well, 2 years ago, I saw such good things about it, I should say.
It's at this complete halt standstill.
Oh my God. I'd say that's depressing, but I actually don't care that much about it.
Tastes like wine.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Yeah, it tastes like strawberry wine. It's very interesting.
So at the moment right now, there is a group of artists. It includes Jay-Z, Killa Mike, Meek Mill, and it doesn't, let's see, Fat Joe, Kelly Rowland, Yo Gotti, and Robin Thicke. They are signing off on a rap music on trial legislation bill, trying to make it so you can no longer use rap lyrics in court.
Oh, I get that. I understand that. Because
it's still a thing that they can
why
do.
Why is it all the wackest artists, though, that are on that fucking
whoa, 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 whoa.
All the corny motherfuckers.
You leave Robin Thicke alone.
He's just trying to sexually assault you, like the song implied.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
Because like it's persona, especially in rap. There are times where it is tied to other shit, but like whack rap is a persona.
If you're rapping about shit you actually do, you're a dumbass.
And they use the example, I shot the sheriff. It's just like, well, you can't arrest him because he shot a sheriff. Just if a sheriff died that month somewhere,
and they won't try.
And then they use the example saying like, you wouldn't do this for a country song.
Yeah.
Like the song Mad Mason, the song E, where he talks about chasing somebody down with a shotgun because he caught a guy sleeping with his wife. It's like, you're not going to arrest that guy because he made a song like that if somebody got shot with a shotgun one day.
So for sleeping with a man's wife.
It's obviously made up.
Which I'm assuming where he lives probably happens often. It's fine. Country life. You have to deal
lyrics
with it.
Lyrics are an exaggeration of your mind.
Lyrics are art, man.
It's artwork. Yeah.
It's just fiction for the most part.
It's literally an exaggeration of a thought process.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't mean you did it. It just means, hey.
You thought it.
I do also.
There's no crime against thinking something.
And the people exploit it get exploited back.
Yeah.
That's what that was. But I mean, I guess they need protection.
Yeah. Truth.
I guess all the corny artists need protecting.
They got the most money. Of course they need protecting.
What? Is it just specifically rap?
Yes.
Is it just specific?
No, because rap has been used like in the 90s. Man. It was like a big deal to
the
tie.
The King Peele skit.
Yeah. It is. Oh, man.
It was a good skit, too.
Maybe leave out certain details if you want to really rap about something that you did.
No, don't even. Yeah,
just maybe don't lie kill about the time and the
something
date.
That I can't mention in this song.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe be ambiguous. Maybe be more ambiguous next time.
Motherfucker, I plead the fifth.
That's what you get when you use heavy-handed lyrics. Yeah.
Heavy hands,
I did inexplicable things to a man that I can't name down the street. Redacted. I plead the fifth. I won't talk.
I'm sorry, but I refuse to believe that Jay-Z ever did any shady shit.
You mean what's his name? What's his real name?
Oh my god!
I feel like he was the white knight in Brooklyn. He like never sold drugs. He went to school. He did his homework.
Wasn't he valedictorian?
I don't know, but I feel like he was. Yeah.
Because you could see
like I'm pretty sure like
Sean Corey Carter.
Like he went to the same high school, he went to
an Ivy League school, didn't he?
But I feel like he was the corny nerd that people didn't.
I think he was like a total dweeb.
I don't think his face has aged since he was in high school.
Oh no!
I think he's always just had that like kind of.
He's looking pretty old now, especially with that hairdo.
Oh no, he's not looking. He doesn't look that old. My hair. That's on. He doesn't look that old.
Look at that hairline.
I mean, yeah, look at that hairline. I know younger people that I
know. Oh man,
he's like the 2 Chainz. You know, like 2 Chainz went to college. God damn,
what are you going after these people for?
Because he's a realtor. 2 Chainz is a realtor. He's talking about I made my money from next year selling drugs. No, you didn't. You went to college.
Looking at that picture of Jay-Z and just thinking about like, look at that hairline. You said, look at like I know people younger. I was talking to a buddy about. We were talking about Aaron Rodgers, and I was like, man, that dude is old as hell. And he was like, well, he's only 38. And I'm like, fuck. I'm only 6 years younger than he is.
Actually, how old is Jay-Z?
He's probably 42.
I think the NFL just makes you look way older.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get the shit beat out of you. Yeah. All right. He's 52.
Oh, okay.
He looks pretty good for 52.
He is old.
52's not that old. We're only like 20 years away from it.
Still, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think.
When you were 12, you thought we look the
same age? Do you think we look the same age?
I don't know.
That's not fair. You mean you two or you and Jay-Z?
No, me and him.
Oh. Listen, you shaved your beard, so that's not a fair assessment.
No, that's the thing. Like, what do I look much younger when I shave my beard, for one.
You do, yes. But also, with the age, the more you shave, the more you start seeing a couple of wrinkles come out.
Cheeks. I'll get that beardless filter.
Oh, my God.
The one that everybody's doing right now.
Egg.
No. That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me. No, I wanted to read this. I read this on the
toilet. If we get $100 on Patreon, he'll shave his beard.
Yep. I bet he'd do it for less than that.
My wife wouldn't like it.
She got paid.
They had to pay for the divorce papers.
Okay. You guys ready for this one? It's a real crazy one.
Ooh, I like it.
All right. Man who faked being disabled teen to get diaper changed, arrested again.
Was this the airplane guy?
I was about to say, I've heard this story before. But that makes sense because he got arrested again.
Is this the big fat guy on the airplane?
He's still full of crap. A Louisiana man who attempted tricking a healthcare worker into changing his adult diaper by pretending to be disabled has been charged with an attempted human trafficking for allegedly pulling the same stinky stunt.
Did we
cover the first time?
I think it was back when it was just me and him.
Uh-huh.
I think we did.
Damn.
Rutledge Deas IV, 31, of Metairie.
Does that sound familiar? Because I feel like that has to
That's
got
yeah. Rutledge Deas IV, 31, of Metairie. Man, I can't pronounce this name. Metairie? Was arrested last week after detectives investigated a text message in which he claimed to be engaged in alternative therapy and offered to pay a babysitter to change his diapers. He allegedly posed as a younger man with special needs and tried to recruit the victim to solicit other babysitters to care for him.
What the fuck?
Oh, dang, what's wrong with people?
An affiliate program. They'll get 30% commission.
State police said in a statement, Deas was arrested in his home Thursday, charged with one account of attempted human trafficking and booked into the...
Where does the human trafficking come into this?
Booked into the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center. Wait a minute.
This guy doesn't sound like he can actually traffic any humans.
He's strange looking, that's for sure.
They were in his diaper.
In November 2019, he was charged with 10 counts of sexual battery and human trafficking after authorities said he posted fake ads online to lure in unsuspecting healthcare workers.
Investigators found
that Deas used social media ads to falsely claim he was seeking home health care for his 18-year-old brother, Corey, whom he described as mentally and physically handicapped. He then posed as Corey while allowing the care provider to change his adult diaper and obtain sexual arousal under the false pretenses of being handicapped. This dude gets off pretending he's handicapped and having people change his fucking diapers.
Isn't that in default, like, being handicapped by definition?
Know. I think that's just sick. He's just a sick fuck.
Like, I don't even care. Such a weird about any other pretense in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could ever be aroused from someone wiping shit off my ass.
But
think about it,
just a little,
just the smell of it alone would be like, I'm soft.
If someone did a good poopy.
Like, I'm flaccid immediately.
You believe sexual experiences come from like something that happened in childhood? Like, where would that come from?
I don't know.
God, just
a babysitter wiped your ass wrong one time and popped a finger in you when you were two, and you was like, "This is my thing now."
The victim eventually became suspicious and discovered that Deus had made up Corey.
Eventually.
In December of 2020.
How long did it go on?
Yeah, I don't know. Because it happened in 2019.
How many diapers?
It was in 2019, and he was December 2020. He pled guilty to the charges and was placed on probation. And then because this happened in December of this year. So a year later, December 28th, 2021. He does it again.
God.
Man, once you start, once you pop, the fun don't stop, baby.
I was about to say that joke.
Sheesh. What you got for us, man?
That was a shame.
You just want your ass
wiped? Nothing that good.
Second
NYPD officer dies from Harlem shooting.
Well, glad you kept the spirits up on this one.
I wasn't expecting that to start off. So a second NYPD officer has died after being shot at a domestic violence call in Harlem this weekend. Officer Wilbert Mora, 27, who died Tuesday, is three times a hero. Police Commissioner Keychant Sewell tweeted, for choosing a life of service, for sacrificing his life to protect others, for giving life even in death through organ donation. So I'm assuming he was an organ donor.
No. Get out of town.
Moral was shot while responding to a 911 call Friday night from a woman who was in a dispute with her son. She said her son was in a back bedroom, and when the officers approached the bedroom, the door swung open and suspect fired. Moral's partner, Officer Jason Rivera, 22, was struck first at the scene and died from his injuries. Third officer, 27-year-old Summit Sulan, opened fire on the suspect, LaShawn McNeil. McNeil, 47, later died from his injuries. Mora and Rivera are among five NYPD officers who have been shot this month. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a former NYPD captain, on Monday unveiled a new strategy to combat violent crime. I don't know if you can combat violent crime.
How about you have a new strategy to help your poor communities?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll fix something. Instead of just be like, oh, we just need them to have more guns, really. It's like, no, how about you actually, you know, help society so that you don't have areas where people like are just having to be violent to get by, where they have to rob a place to eat food.
But this was a violent altercation between a mother and son.
I want to know, like I said, there's so many questions that we won't know. But no, like I said, if he showed, like, sounds like homeboy was on one. Don't know what he was on one with, but he was on one. And when you show up, like if he was willing to do that, like I do fear for his mom's life in that scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. If he just opened the door and started firing, that's,
you never know what would happen.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know everything. All we know is that news article there, and it sucks. People die, but people die.
Yeah,
and it sucks.
And that's the risk you go into. I mean, it sucks saying that, but
that's your
risk
job, man.
That's the risk you take being a police officer.
That's your job.
You know, at some point you're going to run into a situation like that. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to, but
you do.
I mean, that's just how it's been for fuck who knows how long.
Sadly, it's the name of the game.
Oh, man. But yeah.
On that high note.
A veteran won a $4 million lottery prize using the numbers from a fortune cookie.
Damn.
I feel like that's
a fucking federal agent that gave him a fortune.
Here you go, man.
Yeah. Watch out. There's going to be like some kind of like riot that goes on because of this. And you're going to be like, the FBI's involved.
A North Carolina veteran turned a...
It didn't go on the first time. I was really confused.
Blinded himself.
Yeah, like really pushed it.
Well, I pushed it and it was like, oh no. And then, but I had it all the way up. And then Sorry, continue.
A North Carolina veteran turned a restaurant meal into a Mega Millions jackpot after he used the numbers from his fortune cookie to win a $4 million prize. Gabriel Fierro and his wife eat at the Red Bull Asian Bistro in Charlotte, North Carolina, about once a week.
About once a week?
Last week, however.
Jesus Christ. Chinese buffet once a week.
I'm down. I love Chinese buffet.
I would do that, honestly. Probably be like twice a week.
Last week, however, their cookies were extra fortunate. Fierro said he decided on a whim to play his fortune cookie numbers in last Tuesday's drawing and ended up with the largest win in the history of online play in the state. As the lottery explained in a blog post, Fierro bought his ticket using online play and added $1 to make it a Megaplier ticket.
He's a YouTuber.
He matched all five white balls to win $1 million, which quadrupled to $4 million when the four times Megaplier hit.
Four times Megaplier!
Megaplier!
Kiltacular!
I fucking hate this podcast.
It's the fucking worst. Let's just play some D&D.
Okay, I'm done with my story. Fuck
it, I'm done. Well, I think that wraps it up then,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Another one.
Make sure you go check out Off the Rails on Patreon at Absurdity Pod. That's where we taste test beers, different beer every other week on Thursdays. We give our unprofessional rating.
Hey, we're getting paid a little bit. It's professional. Yeah.
Quasi-professional. Yeah.
Semi-professional.
Yeah. We're semi over here.
We're semi-pro.
Yeah. Keep a semi-chub at all times.
Yeah, but make sure you follow us on Facebook at Absurd Entertainment.
Oh, my God.
Fire. Cringy.
Yeah. We'll get a new editor.
Instagram and Twitter at Absurdity69.
Nice.
Hit the bell on YouTube to get all of the updates.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them.
Hey, I'm going to ask you to, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, give us a review. Hit them stars and write us a review.
Yes, please.
If you write any review that we get, even if it's good or bad, we'll give you a shout out. But and even if it's a bad review, we'll give you a shout out for the constructive criticism.
And I'll also.
But anywho,
I'll do everything.
And if you listen on Spotify, make sure you rate us there as well.
Is there
rating
on
Spotify? There is a rating.
Yes, I forget.
And make sure you hit the bell on that as well.
It's a hard
one. You know when all the new episodes come out.
True.
So anyway, thanks for listening and toodaloo.
Toodles.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bitch.
The internet, man. It was a weird time back in the Wild West days, and there's evidence of me being weird on it, so.
Oh, God, yeah. Just think about all the times when you didn't know, like, what the internet truly was, and you just did disgusting things.
Remember the times that I used to jerk off on a webcam just to do it?
Am I supposed to remember that? Or
yeah, you're supposed to remember that.
I think you looked at the wrong brother.
Exactly. Oh, Luke, I don't know if you, flashback. A long time ago, when Cameron and I lived together, man, he caught me jerking off. That's the short of it. You're literally the one. Okay, I've been caught.
On a webcam?
No, not on a webcam. There have only been two times that I've been caught jerking off in my life, and you're one of them.
Can I tell you what was on the TV,
what
though?
You?
Charlie, you can tell him.
It was Charlie Brown's. What was it? The Christmas tree?
I don't know. I was on my phone.
I think it was the Chris, like Charlie Brown's Christmas. It was on the TV.
Sounds about right.
Are we all guilty? Like just having shit on and not watching.
Oh, yeah.
Just well, see, okay. Off? So this was like, okay, no, it had to have been the Thanksgiving.
As background noise, so you don't like give yourself away.
But so we did a thing
yeah,
called.
Yeah, this is, yeah, tell, yeah, we did so a flashback to this hear. Story.
We did a thing called Scare Wars in October. And so we were going to get him. And so me and my buddy.
That was the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Sorry.
Yeah, Great Pumpkin,
Charlie Brown. The Great Pumpkin.
So we were up
that one's bullshit
on the hill behind the house, and he asked me when I was going to be home, and I was like, oh, I have to work late, so I probably won't be home for a while. Well, we parked our cars like down the road so he couldn't see us.
And well,
we,
like,
We waited till he.
Yeah, I was like, jerk off 30, baby.
Like, he kept his music loud, so we knew when he pulled up to the driveway. And then we were like, okay, we'll wait another 30 minutes and we'll work our way down. So we work our way down 30 minutes later. I look in the window to see where he's at, and there he is on the couch, butt naked.
No, I don't think I was butt naked. I probably had, because here's the thing.
I think you were Winnie the Pooh in it.
No, I was probably Winnie the Pooh in it. But here's the thing is I worked at the man, this I worked at the Tulsa County Jail at this point in time. So I had to wear like dress up clothes every day. Like I had to wear like button downs and slacks like every day. So I was probably definitely Winnie the Pooh in it, but I had my shirt completely unbuttonedish. Because I know this is spoiler alert. This is also like there's a lot of cum.